They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, when you give someone a gift, you want them to enjoy it immediately. No complicated setup, batteries required, assembly. Things that make people frustrated. There's so many reasons to love Aura digital frames. But honestly, what might be my favorite are these three words: no assembly required. You start by downloading the Aura app for free, which takes no time to get the frame ready. And then you can preset the Wi-Fi in the frame and upload pictures beforehand. So all the grandparents have to do is unbox it and plug it in. Super simple. It's such a great gift, even for the most tech unsavvy people in your life. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matt frames by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com, promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. This deal is exclusive to my listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Thursday, December 12, 2024. Thank you for downloading Mr. X on a Thursday, coming up here in just a second. But first, why am I a Kirk jerk? Even till the end, when it's clear that Kirk is cooked with a capital K. The answer is simple. Once again, he remains the truest of pros, pros. In a world seemingly of amateurs and posers and wannabes and everything else, he is a guy that proves that, yes, people respect and like a professional. Oh, no, he's not the greatest quarterback who ever lived, or even top 10 of this era, maybe. Probably not. He's an overachiever, has always been. But when he goes somewhere and gives it all he has, people respect it. At least the people that are in with him, in the trenches, in the arena, trying to win football games. This piece of audio came out on Wednesday from NFL Films, Kirk Cousins mic'd up, and after his Falcons lost to the Vikings in his return, quote, home, which is really his second team, and he may have another team before it's all said and done, they caught Kirk Cousins after the game spending an insane amount of time giving hellos and thank yous and how you bens and hang in theirs to his former team, the Vikings. It was so long, it was almost like a wedding reception line. And I watched every second of this piece of video, and I was just like, damn, you gotta love to see it. Here's what it sounded like after the game, after which Kirk Cousins did not play well. Oh, by the way, en route to the Falcons' loss.
Great job, man. Happy for you. Too, great job. Hey. You're playing awesome.
You keep rolling, man. Hey. The people here love you, dude.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
It's awesome to see you.
Hey. Watch, man. Coach, great job, man. Doing awesome.
It's been. Hey, I just want to tell you something, man. Every day I appreciate the days I got a chance to work with
you.
No,
thanks
coach.
For saying that. Likewise.
That's O'Connell.
Likewise. Thank you. Great job.
Always.
Great job, man. Thank you.
See great you, to see you, man.
Yes,
great to see you.
Yep, love
thanks,
you, man. It's been nice job, man. Hey, couldn't get the ball past you today, man.
No, no.
Nice
job. You got thrown all over.
Great job.
Say what's up to the family for
me. I will. Thank you. Love you.
What's up, T? Great to see you, man. Yeah, love you, man.
I told Dennis Ryan I was going to come bother you.
Yeah.
Great job, Jordan, man. You look awesome. You look awesome.
Jordan Addison.
Yeah, you look awesome, man. What's up, man? Good to see you, man. Thanks for saying hello. Hey, B-Ho, great job today, man. Well done. Hey, Doc, good to see you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Hey, great job, guys. Way to play, man. You're doing awesome, man.
You're doing awesome. Doing a great job.
Stay healthy, baby. Tell the family I said hello.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're doing awesome. No surprises. You're in there, man. Great player. You have a great career. Hey, Dalt, good to see you, man.
Great job.
I love
you.
Great job.
Stop,
Jeff. Good job, man.
Doing awesome. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for what you meant to me.
Always. Same, dog.
Hey, Tony, great to see you, man. Did Julie get over to see you guys?
I think Kara texted.
She was trying to. Yeah. She wanted to see Anthony. Anthony's doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. What's up, Keys? Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Way to play, man. Great job.
Appreciate you. Love you.
Awesome job. Hey, Tris.
Good to see you, buddy.
I mean, it's just one after another after another. Total respect. Amazing. Young guys, old guys, rookies, vets, white guys, black guys, skinny guys, fat guys, starters, bench guys, doctors, coaches, personnel guys, every single one of them. I'm only a minute and 19 seconds into a 3 minute and 38 second clip.
Good job, buddy.
Hey, I was speaking at a prayer breakfast last week, and I brought up what you told me in the preseason in my rookie year to just trust him.
Yeah,
the whole journey, man.
It is
trust,
so relevant right
trust
now.
Trust is our oxygen.
That's right. Yeah. That's the only thing we got, bro.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll be praying for you,
thank
dude.
You. Thank you. Great to see you, man. Love you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Great to see you back, man. Great to see you back. Great job.
That's Hawkinson.
Matt. Proud of you,
man. Thanks for what you meant to me,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the difference you made.
Absolutely.
You gave
thank
me so
you.
Much peace knowing that you and Connor had it, man.
What's up, Kirk?
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Kirko Chains.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great it's job. Back, man.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm
it's back. Good to be back.
Yeah, it is. It
nice
is.
Job. And you drew a penalty and got the team a touchdown.
That wasn't on me. That was the guard.
Oh, it was? Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was a big play in the game.
Yeah. Good, time, man.
Good to see you, man. Thank you.
Yep.
You're the best, dude. You were the one I wanted to see, man.
Love you, man.
Great scheme, man. It's a great scheme. You guys are the real deal.
I got to see Julie and the kid.
Before. Did you? Did you? How's Eleanor doing?
She's good.
Good. Awesome, man.
Same with you?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Harrison Smith right there. Asking about families, encouraging each other, go win the division, hang, you know, have a great season. I mean, this is the stuff of life, the stuff of sports, the stuff of being men in a competitive alpha environment. Great stuff. It's not cool to be a Kirk fan. Not in the popular culture, not at all the kids' lunchroom tables where everyone wants to be. But damn if I don't respect the hell out of them. And the sad thing is when I emailed or I texted this to Church and I said, man, I love this right into my veins. Kirk is just, you know, talking to all the guys on the team and They're all showing him respect and love, and it's going back and it's flowing. Charge said, yeah. Unfortunately, the fans booed him into the dirt during the game. Dipshits. Yeah. Well, that's the difference between fans and then those that were in the trenches with him along the way. He doesn't look good right now. Kirk doesn't. Maybe he can pull out of it. Maybe he's not quite healthy. He is not seeing things quick enough. He is not throwing the ball accurately enough. And if it weren't for the fact that maybe something's not there yet with Michael Penix Jr., their rookie draft pick that was supposed to be the heir apparent, who knows if he's not ready yet per se, or if they see something in Kirk that can still be fixed. Falcons are on the hook for another $50 million for him guaranteed. He signed a 4-year, $180 million deal, $100 million of it guaranteed. And $50 million is a lot for a guy who's not giving them that right now. But you know what? I'm sure Kirk Cousins is giving the Falcons every ounce he has. And I would imagine when it's all said and done there, he'll get a similar reaction when he meets up with players in Atlanta someday, somewhere. And that, my friends, I can respect. How's the NBA doing? Well, they just got a huge new TV deal. The players are insanely overpaid. The franchise values are comically overinflated. Tickets are absolutely through the roof. The product is increasingly in decline. Ratings are once again sagging. But the league is nowhere in danger of going out of business. The kids also do love the NBA. But man, for us older heads, it's getting harder and harder to stomach. Get a load of this one here. Headline, LeBron James given time, personal reasons to leave team for a short period. Dateline El Segundo, the Lakers can congregate as a team on Wednesday for the first time since their win over the Trailblazers on Sunday. Only one important figure was missing, LeBron. Said J.J. Redick, quote, LeBron is not with the team right now. He's out for personal reasons, excused absence. James even sat out the Blazers game because of soreness in his left foot. After all, he is 39. But with the schedule providing a break, L.A. plays just two games in a 10-day stretch from December 9th through the 18th. Redick gave the entire team Monday off and then designated Tuesday as an optional get-what-you-need day. This fucking league is so soft. Redick met with many of the Lakers players individually on Tuesday, but James was not present. The coach was asked about the upcoming break on Sunday and made it clear he would give his players freedom to use the time as they deemed fit. Yes, go Christmas shopping. Get your tree trimmed. Make some cookies. Redick even said, heck, if somebody wants to spend a couple of nights in Santa Barbara and relax, that's fine too. It's a quarter way through the season. It's a quarter of the way through the season. God, these fuckers are so soft. Redick added that LeBron was currently, quote, taking some time. Taking some time from what? And it was unclear whether the 22-year vet would be back with the team for their next home game. This is the guy they bent over backwards to let him hire J.J. Redick and to get his kid on the team and waste a second-round draft pick on him and make sure he made the roster on opening night and get him into the game and get him his highlight. Make a swish, as they called it. And now he needs time? Okay. Look, I like the NBA when the playoffs come around. It's good, fun, exciting, and they seem to play hard for the whole game, both teams. They seem to care then. But shit, that's not for many, many, many months. Right now, if you want to watch this league, this association, have at it. If you want me to give a shit about it, no. I'm going to give as many shits as their players give, who are a quarter of the way into the season and need time. And get what you need day, says J.J. Redick. Man, I wish he was my boss. Oh, yeah, sure, take a day off. Why not? S-A-W-F-T. Soft. Nobody asked for this, but here we go. This from the NFL, quote, Troy Vincent says league will look to outlaw the low block. What's that exactly? Said Vincent, quote, every block should be above the knee but below the neck. This is the right time to remove the low block out of the game. They're also going to look into the onside kick. I don't know what that means exactly, look into the onside kick. But I know this, too much micro-regulation of a fast-moving game that you cannot fully micro-regulate. Stop already, please. The college football director, Rich Clark, said he is furious over a leak that occurred that let Brett McMurphy bust the bracket a minute before the show even launched by saying SMU was in and Alabama was out. Said Clark, quote, they betrayed the process. Okay. Tell me you have first world problems without telling me I have first world problems. Plant a flag, commit a felony? A lawmaker in Ohio is introducing legislation in which if you plant a flag on the logo at Ohio Stadium after a game, you are committing a felony. State Representative Josh Williams, Republican, Sylvania Township, introduced the OHIO Sportsmanship Act on Tuesday, in which it would make it a felony to plant a flag at midfield. People are roasting this. I get it. I'm laughing at it myself. But there's probably going to have to be some NCAA rule against it, because otherwise it'll just keep happening. Is Bill Belichick doing what he loves, or is he living a sad and lonely existence? Depends on your perspective. A tweet from one Nick Huber at Sweaty Startup. I don't know this guy, but he does have 385,000 followers, so maybe he's somebody. And it sounds like, when I first read it, I thought, is this one of these sort of satire accounts that tweets things that are purposely agitating to get reactions, like three-year Letterman? Or is this guy for real? Apparently this guy is for real. His bio says, I buy real estate and start companies, owner of Somewhere, Bolt Storage, RE Cost Seg, Titan Risk, Bold SEO, Ad Rhino, Web Run, Recruit Jet, Spidex, two X's. I have no idea what any of those are. But this is what he said about Belichick, quote, the Bill Belichick news makes me sad. The guy's about to sign a multi-year deal to spend 70 hours a week rebuilding a college football program at 72 years old. He had three kids with a wife he never saw, cheated, divorced her in 2006, now dating a 24-year-old. WTF. It's something. But then again, what if this is what Belichick loves to do? And you can't ever crawl into someone else's marriage and try to adjudicate from afar without knowing anything, what really happened, or why the two broke apart. But it's an interesting perspective for sure. Teddy Bridgewater, remember him? The Fall Guy. The guy that Chris Carter absolutely did dirty by saying, hey, Teddy, you're probably going to get in trouble when you're a pro. You know what you need? A fall guy at the rookie symposium that the NFL set up and is now discontinued because, well, it really wasn't working. Teddy's seemingly a good guy, and he probably was looking around like, what, me? What? Why me? Teddy Bridgewater is on the verge of winning a state title as a coach in Florida in high school, which is no small feat given the talent-rich and hyper-competitive nature of high school football in Florida. He's coaching Miami Northwestern High, and his team has outscored their opponents in the playoffs this year, 221-12, as they head into the championship game. Good for the Fall Guy. Non-sports, oh, one more on the college front. This is, the portal demands of players are getting absurd. Let's just put it that way. Jack Pyburn of Florida wanted some guarantees, according to reports, on his potential entry to the portal and heading out to another program. What did he want as guarantees? He wanted $45,000 a month, guaranteed starting position at outside linebacker, more snaps in the rotation, and a guarantee to play on every third down. Florida was not willing to agree, so Pyburn has entered the portal. More like Byburn. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll show myself out. eBay fees are now 14%. I found this out having recently sold my Sony a7S III with a 24-105 f4 lens. I ended up getting about $2,400. I think the price I got for the pair was $2,495. And then by the time eBay remanded what was left to me after their fees, it was $2,118 or something like that. And I go, what are fees right now on eBay? Because I used to never really check. 14%. Is this a fair number or not? I don't know. There are other ways to sell your stuff online, but I've never tried them. They're probably not as widespread nor as trusted as eBay. But 14%, that seems like a big number. Maybe don't sell your shit. Maybe buy something and hold on to it. Hey. I know. Netflix will employ 22 different announcers for their coverage of two NFL games on Christmas Day. 22. This is like a Carol Burnett special back in the 1970s. 22. You want to know the 22? Here we go. Let's see if I can get them all in one breath. Okay, here we go. Kay Adams, Nate Bargatze, Nate Burleson, Drew Brees, Melanie Collins, RG3, Jamie Erdahl, Noah Eagle, Ian Eagle, Stacey Dale, Scott Hansen, Mina Kimes, Ian Rappaport, Greg Olson, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty, Bert Kreischer, Laura Rutledge, Gene Steratore, Manti Te'o, J.J. Watt, and Steve Wyche. Whew, took me three breaths. I couldn't get them all in one breath. I wonder what executive said. We need more. Really? We already got 15 guys and gals. I want more, damn it. And then he gets up to 22. And somebody in accounting's like, listen, we got enough. It's just two games. Okay, you're right. We're good now. Finally good. 22 is the number. On the shooter front, the CEO assassin, Luigi Mangione. Why do we have his full manifesto available that was found on him, allegedly found on him, and not published online to be leaked out automatically by the time that he had been caught, which would have been the way to do it? Why the authorities release the manifesto when there are other manifestos that we have definitely not seen? Here was Scott Jennings, the one conservative on ESPN, absolutely, once again, running circles around these other midwits on TV.
Do you think they should release this manifesto?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Because some of the other shootings we've had in this country and other places, we still don't know anything about the person who shot at Trump. We still don't know much about the person who committed that atrocity at the Christian school in Nashville. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shootings.
The Las Vegas mass shooting we know nothing about.
There's a lot of things we are hidden from us. And then this guy, Geraldo, shoots, and we know more in 5 minutes about him than we know about all these other people, and I wonder why that is.
Yeah, very good point. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Of course, when it comes to CNN, they're hurting. CNN just lost in the ratings war to Food Network in prime time. CNN finished in 17th place. Woof. While we're on, Luigi, remember how the FBI said we've got a bounty out for anybody who provides information on whoever it was that committed this brazen murder of the CEO of United Health? They offered a $10,000 reward, which I think rose to about $50,000 by the time a McDonald's worker looked and said, hey, wait a minute, that looks like the guy. Even though we're here in Altoona, PA, and the murder occurred in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, and he dropped a dime, which many people then responded by dropping one-star reviews on Yelp for the McDonald's, as if that's going to fight back. Memes were launched, such as, hey, if you'd gone to a Waffle House, they would have helped shoot at the cops for you, or something like that. Get this. Good luck getting the money. They can say they're going to pay you, but it's not that easy. Here's the great Jack Mack for Barstool Sports talking about what it's going to take.
As it turns out, the individual that called the police on Luigi Margione at the McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that person will not be getting the $50,000 reward that was put up by the FBI. To receive the FBI award, the McDonald's worker would first have to be nominated by an involved agency and then be approved through the committee. If the Secretary of State were to agree, the Secretary of State, they would then determine how much money and information provided by the employee is worth up to, but not likely totaling the $50,000 advertised. An absolutely disgusting act by our government. Am I shocked? No. The government, the FBI, the IRS, all these three-letter agencies will do anything in their power to make sure they take your money. And then once Uncle Sam gets that money, they'll make sure you don't see that money again. And if you do, it'll be pennies on the dollar. I'll teach my son about that.
Amen, Jack Mack. Coming up, Mr. X, our Thursday game is upon us. We need winners. Plus, who accounts for most of the gambling house's best profits? It's probably not going to shock you. Mr. X is next. You're listening to the Zabecast.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal.
but an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Time now to dive into and dabble in the dark art of the Vegas point spread when it comes to professional tackle football. Never a dull moment, but we hope to make it a profitable one with Mr. X. You can find him at callmemrx.com online and also just call me Mr. X on Twitter. He is currently closing up shop at the cabin in Maine, where it is witch's tit in an iron bra cold right now, you tell me.
Oh, I wish it was that warm.
It's a cold one. The temperatures have plunged. I'm in Milwaukee this week, and they were reasonable in the high 20s the last 2 days, and it's going to zero. Okay, by the way, excuse my text there. I had a text. Okay, God damn it. Hold on a second. Do not disturb. So, yeah.
Holding.
Okay, we're good now. I'd gotten a complaint email saying, you know, Xavier, you're such a stickler for audio, and yet you've been allowing your phone to ping with text messages, and you're better than that. And I said, you know what? I am better than that. Let me fix that. So it's now been put on do not disturb. We should be perfect from here on out. I've got
Which means mine's going to do that now.
Well, I hope not. I have some things for you to start. I know you've got a couple things you want to burn.
Okay.
We don't have to go for too long. I know you're freezing up there. But I wanted to run a few things by you. What percentage of losers fuel the majority of most major betting houses' winnings? What percentage of losers do you think? So half of their winnings for the big boys and others come from what percentage of what I would call super losers?
Now, are we talking about the dollars or the number of heads?
Dollars.
That's very different.
Dollars in revenue. Dollars. Come from what percentage of total heads using a gambling platform's interface?
Okay, since you asked me, and this is completely anecdotal because I'm not on the inside, I would say the number of heads is like 70%. The number of dollars is probably closer to 55%.
Okay,
Because the number of dumbass gamblers is really large.
Okay.
The number of, but they don't have as much money. So I would say that the actual dollars would be 55 or 60%.
All right. Well, it turns out.
What do you get?
Well, it's this is an actual hard number from industry sources. 50%. What's that?
You baited me. You got the answer.
Well, yeah. 50%. Okay. 50% of the net revenue in sports betting websites comes from just 3% of bettors who lose and lose hard and lose big and lose reliably.
Yeah.
3%. These are the super losers when it comes to sports gambling.
Well, I think... Yeah, I think that the, to take that one step further, what you're saying is the guys with all of the chips, the ones that are betting, you know, enough chips to tilt the scale, lose more than win. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I found it fascinating that there is a sad, sad, tiny percentage of guys who lose a lot and just keep coming back at it. And these bettors are then sought after and chased like crazy to the point where lawsuits have come about in which these super losers say, hey, they offered me this. They offered me that. They said, "Come." Well, of course they're going to bring the limo to pick you up to the virtual casino. You lose. You don't get it. They say, according to this SMU panel that studied this stuff, that fewer than 5% withdrew more money from their betting apps than they deposited. So in other words, there's only about 5% that are consistent winners. And many of the less scrupulous houses seek to get rid of and kick out and limit the top 5%. And they want more of the low 3%, the super losers. So,
well, sure. I guess another way to think of that, and you're hitting me with this without me giving any background, the guys who are betting with many more zeros, if you're winning, you're not going to play for long. If you're losing, what can we do for you to keep your account here?
Yeah,
so that doesn't really surprise me. The number's a little different than I thought, but yeah, it makes sense. It's like anything. It's like,
this is one study done by SMU. Yeah, this is right. This, exactly. And that was seen by the idiot that bet the $3 million money line on the Eagles and almost lost it all. He ended up winning it because Xavier Leggett dropped an easy touchdown catch wide open with under 40 seconds to play. And the $3 million would have, at minus 700, which is what he bet money line on the Eagles, would have kicked out another $440,000. To which you have said to me all the time, if you have the $3 million, why do you need the $440,000 so bad?
Yeah, there's nothing more profound than that. We've been doing this when you texted me that in the middle of the game because I hadn't heard it, and I'm like, if in the old days, Zabe, you could make a big bet because you didn't pay unless you lost. And then you'd go, yeah, about that, you know, and the guy might not have the money. But when you have to walk in there and lay the money on the counter and you're laying $3 million in advance, do you need $400,000?
Yeah.
Do you need it? No.
This was at Circa. This was at Circa. Yeah. And according to their sportsbook manager, they were asked about it and they said, well, we certainly hope that Bryce Young can channel his inner Alabama days, because otherwise we're going to be off to a bad day on this particular Sunday. Even if, you know, they're only paying out the 440, but, you know, that's a bad bet to have to pay out for them. And it turns out they did have to pay it off. But, oh, they'll welcome that guy back, because that's not how you gamble. That's stupid. The NFL, anything can happen, for God's sakes.
Let's put it this way. You're a really bad and a dumb gambler, and you just won $440,000. Are you calling it a career? Or are you coming back?
Right. Are you saying to yourself, oh my God, my life flashed in front of my eyes when Xavier Leggett had that touchdown I'm never going to do this again. Thank God I swear off doing this. No, you're going to say I had it in the bag the whole time. It should have never been close.
Yeah. No, you want that guy. You need that guy. Do you remember what else happened on that last drive, Carolina down six?
No, I didn't see the final drive.
Well, they had the ball and they're down six, and it's like, oh my God, is this guy going to? And they throw a fourth down incomplete, at, you know, before midfield. I'm like, okay, he won. Oh wait, there's a flag, and it was the defensive foul, first down. And I'm thinking that guy is like, oh yeah, I won. Oh wait, I didn't win. And then on the last play of the game, the play after the Leggett draw, they throw incomplete on fourth down towards the end zone, and you're like, okay. And they're like, oh, wait, there's another flag.
Right.
Now, as a gambler, you're like, I'm screwed. Right here, I'm screwed. But the flag was on Carolina, so the game was over.
Yeah.
But it was like, man, and I said to you at that time, do you think this guy enjoyed those last few minutes? Was it worth it for the 400 grand, or was he just like dying?
Yeah.
So, then, not the best, not the smartest route.
Then there's this story. DraftKings sued after father of two gambles away $1 million of his family's money. His kids' Christmas money and baptism gifts were also plundered along with his wife's bank account and credit cards, according to a newly filed federal lawsuit against DraftKings. According to the lawsuit, this man had never placed a bet in his life and signed up on a whim because it was, you know, what everyone was doing. I mean, I want to feel sorry for this guy, but, you know, life is full of risks. You're an adult. You're a father.
Yeah.
You got sucked in and you did something dumb. I just don't know, you know, recourse.
You know what? Gambling's fun. It's not crack cocaine. So,
Shouldn't be.
Come on.
Well, that's why we always say bet responsibly, and that's why there's the gambler's hotline, you know? Got a problem? Call the gambler's hotline.
And I don't believe for a second when he tells the wife, oh, prior to this, I had never bet. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I wanted to go over some bad beats from Van Pelt 2 weekends ago in college because I saw them, and it just reminded me of how, holy shit, some of these games blow your mind.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. 38-7, Maryland is trailing Penn State. The over-under is 50.5. Right. There's 1:04 left to go on Penn State. Picks off Maryland. They return it down to like the 30. There's 1:04. They go run for -2 yards. And you're thinking, and nobody's calling timeout. Penn State's not calling timeouts. Maryland's not calling timeouts, even though both of the teams have all three timeouts, believe it or not. And I'm thinking, okay, they're just going to run the clock out. Well, 3rd and 11, they throw it into the end zone. Incomplete. It's now 4th and 12, and there's only 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
Franklin decides to call a passing play, and they throw for a touchdown with 4 seconds left.
Yep.
And then Loxley and Franklin enjoy a death grip handshake after the game because Loxley did not appreciate that, and you're over just hit on that play. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's, you know, in college, you see this much more than pros, and it's kind of that, as I often say with you, generational thing. They say, "Oh, if you don't like it, why don't you stop?" Oh, that's a crap move. And what I always say is, you know, it's one thing to talk about playing, and hey, this is my third string, and this is their first time in the game, and let them play, great. But more than that was those last couple plays before that. They weren't running the clock down. They were at the line snapping with, you know, 20 on the play clock. And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to hurry up to kill the last minute of the game. That bothers me more than anything because when some offensive lineman gets his knee rolled up on and he's hurt, and you're like, what are you doing? I don't mind running a play, but I do mind you hurrying.
I had heard that Franklin threw a late touchdown against Maryland, didn't see the game, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I didn't know it was on. I didn't know it was on 4th and 12 from like the 20.
After hurrying on 1st and 2nd,
right with 4 seconds left.
That's what bothered me about it. Yeah.
Here's another one. Bad beat. USC's getting 7.5 against Notre Dame. They're down 7, so they're inside the hook.
Well,
driving.
That hurt me terribly.
Yep. SC's down 7.5, or SC's down 7. They're getting 7 and a hook. They're driving. 4:15 left. They got a first and 10 at the 21, plus 21, driving in for a possible another score. They're looking great. Pick six, 99 yards.
99.
Then another 100-yard pick six by a redshirt sophomore quarterback, Jaden Maeva of USC. Yeah. When in your life have you seen back-to-back, essentially, 100-yard pick sixes? Holy shit.
Well, when you know that I'm on USC plus 7.5, that's when that happens.
And so is Van Pelt. Wake Forest, plus 4.5, leading Duke, 17-10 in the fourth quarter. Wake Forest has been leading and covering the entire game. Then it's a tie game. Okay, you're still covering. The ball's at the plus 39 for Duke. There's 8 seconds left and one timeout.
Give me a field goal.
They could have easily flipped it for a 10-yard gain and a quick timeout for an easier field goal. Even at that spot for a game-winning field goal, it would have only been 58 yards, and college kids can kick 58-yarders. Instead, they throw it down the right sideline, wide open wide receiver, walk-off touchdown with zeros on the clock, and suddenly the game you were covering the whole time with Wake Forest plus 4.5 is a loser, rip the ticket, drop it on the floor.
And that wasn't even the play. I mean, he's looking left, and right before he's back, he's like, oh, look, that dude's open on the other side, touchdown.
Yeah.
And you know what that play was? That was the same, well, not quite as bad, but it was almost the same situation as the Bears when they screwed up and ran out the clock and got the dude fired.
Right.
This was the same play, but it ended up with a touchdown instead of the, like, hey, you got a field goal to win, and you ate up all the time. And I said, oh, we'll take the touchdown.
Right.
Yikes.
All right. Then there's this one, Navy East Carolina. The over-under, the total is 52.5. It's 3-0 at halftime. How are you feeling about your under at 52.5?
3-0.
3-0 at halftime. It's still only 14-6 with 10 minutes and 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So you're still 32.5 comfortable points under the total. It's still 21-13 with 2:51 left. You are still comfortably under the total. And then somehow a 46-yard touchdown by East Carolina when they're trailing 34-13 in the final minute pushes the game over to 54. An absolute flood of points in the final 10 minutes.
Yep.
So,
I remember that one, too.
All right.
Hey, can I give you one to add to that list?
Yes, please do.
Okay. You know, as you have pointed out, you have forbid me from betting the Browns again this year.
I can't forbid you. I've recommended strongly against it.
Strong recommendation, which I, last week, one of my top plays of the week, was the Browns Steelers over 42. Okay, I won't bet the Browns, but I know that game's going way the heck over. Well, okay. The Browns, long story short, they come in on 40, 27-13. Misses by two. Browns kicker misses two chip shot crap field goals early. And then at the end of the game, I mean, Jameis throws two picks, which is what Jameis does.
Right.
And then the Steelers run out the clock on the 4-yard line. That thing should have been over 55, but it comes in 1 point under, and that's what the Browns do, is they find a way to screw me no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's gambling for you. That's why you bet responsibly. Okay, what do you got this week? And then we'll get to the Thursday game, which is Niners and Rams. It looked better in May when the schedule came out, but it'll still be a decent game, I think, and we can bet on it, and we're going to bet on it. So there you go.
Yeah, actually, it's good in the sense that they're both facing, you know, an early elimination, which we didn't see. So it's actually a great game. Yeah, you're right. I mean, their records aren't there, but it's probably more important than if they were both, you know, 3 or 4 games better. Do you want to do college, or you want to save that for next week?
You tell me. Did you send an email for me to look at your topics or no?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up right here.
You want to do NCAA or wait till next week?
All right. You just roll with your best material. Go.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, this I guess my question on the 12-team format is, what I really love about it is they penciled in the teams 1 to 12. And as you know, like in NCAA basketball tourney, they juggle them around so they don't have matchups they don't want. You know, right. They don't want Big Ten playing Big Ten right out of the blocks in round two. And then this one, they just seeded them and said, you play who you play, which is kind of cool. I mean, you got, you know, you got matchups that you're, you know, you thought they might, you, do you want Ohio State, Oregon right out of the chute? But you know what? What they did is they said, you're seated where you're seated, and we're not tinkering with it. And I kind of like that. And I kind of wish they would do that in basketball, instead of trying to like balance it out and not have, you know, conference matchups. They're letting them play right out of it, and they didn't juggle it, which is kind of cool. But my question for you on the bracket is this: are you better off having the bye if you're just, you know, a Boise or an Arizona State? Yes, if you're Oregon and you want to win the title, playing less games is better than playing more games. Duh. But I look at teams like Boise and Arizona State, and they get the automatic bye. And I'm like, if I was at Boise, I want to host a game at Boise on campus and beat a good team and say, look at us, we belong.
And say that's our championship.
And yeah, well, you know, we did it. We belong, yeah. And now we're in the Final Eight. When you give them the bye to the Final Eight, and then they get beat, and at a neutral site, the students don't get to go.
Right.
You lose in the Final Eight, which is not a bad place to lose, being in the top. And I wonder if, like, if I was in school, I'd be like, God, I'd rather play a game at home.
Yeah.
But guess what? Wouldn't you?
I hear your point, and you make you make a valid point. But I'm here to tell you one thing: Boise State thinks they can win it all.
Well, okay.
Boise State took Oregon right to the brink earlier this year.
They did.
Boise State, and maybe not Arizona State, because they're more Cinderella-y for sure.
And they're a fun team to watch, by the way.
I know they are. But they're especially really having lost their number one wide receiver, that's going to leave them pretty much dead on arrival. But it's a great story. The smaller schools think that they have a chance to win, especially Boise State.
Well,
so therefore, I don't think they're mourning too much the loss of a home game in the playoffs to validate who they are and say, look, aren't we great? We totally belong. That said, they've already said, I believe forget who it was in the college football landscape, said the automatic buys to the conference winners was envisioned for a Power 5 conference landscape. And once the Pac-12 folded and got absorbed, this concept was not applicable for only four power conferences that are mega conferences that have wildly unbalanced schedules. And that is likely to change as soon as next year.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. And if Boise's good enough to do what you said, then it would still be fun to have an opening first round game and kick somebody's ass at home. But, yeah.
All right. So, couple NFL quick hitters. Cousins, what's the one thing we all expect from veteran QBs?
Well, unless your name is Jameis Winston, the one thing I expect is don't throw interceptions.
Yeah.
And don't throw them in the red zone.
Yeah.
What is? It's bad to watch.
Something's wrong with him. Physically, he's not there. The margins. Look, he never had a plus arm. Never had plus mobility. Was right down the middle league average. And getting old and being injured is not a good thing.
Yeah. But, and as you get older, you expect to lose some of the physical ability, but you gain in the smarts, and you don't throw the bad picks. Yeah. God, I can't stand to watch what he's doing.
Number two, the Browns. Yes, the Browns.
Well, I just did that. All right. The Browns.
Number three, field goal kickers. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, I think we talked in September about, oh, my God, look at these kickers. They're just drilling 55, 60 yarders like it's nothing. And early in the game. It used to be if you went from 60 or 58, it was because, you know, at the end of the half. And these guys are just drilling them in the first quarter. And now, okay, this is anecdotal, but suddenly they can't hit chip shots. And everything's getting tipped and blocked. And what happened? What happened? All of a sudden, games are all on.
There have been a lot more blocked field goals later this year.
Usually you get a field goal tipped at the. It used to be you only blocked it if you were the guy off the end. And now you could tip it in the line if it was from 56. These guys are blocking 38-yard kicks to win a game. And I'm like, how's that happening?
Well, and they've got a ton of rules against doing this, that, the other. All the tricks that teams figured out to use, they're outlawing one by one. You can no longer have – well, they're getting away with it sometimes, but you know, all these tricks such as you can't put a tackle over the snapper, or you can't put a defender over the ball. You can't use leverage. You can't jump on anyone's – I know. They're still getting past it. Remember last year there was that run of teams just trying to time. They would have a guy running sideways towards the line of scrimmage and then darting upfield at the snap and using his angular momentum to get an extra little jump.
Yep. So. All of a sudden, it seems like these game-winning kicks. What, the Giants had like a 35-yarder at the corn and it got blocked. I'm like, come on.
Janu, as Charge called him, legend.
Isn't he a legend? Now, okay, I know it's fantasy, but if all the people that are just all over Janu Smith, because for the last month he's been just the man, and in the Dolphins game, he didn't get a target in regulation. 0.0, like John Blutarski, 0.0.
Right.
And then they go to overtime, and it was nothing but the Janu show and the game-winning touchdown. What a legend he is, huh?
Yeah, well, early in the year, it was 1 catch, 6, 2, 0. He was doing nothing. And the last 3 weeks, 9, 10, and 3 catches, but 2 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks for Janu, my Janu Smith.
Uh-oh.
What?
I got you. Sorry, you were gone for a sec. You're good.
Okay. Next up, the Chiefs. Once again, the Chiefs pull it out with occult witchcraft.
Yeah, I painfully admit that I actually wrote to my members, I wrote this. We all know KC wins games but can't cover. They're only laying 4. The Chargers are so beat up. Kansas City wins this game. So what are you going to tell me? They only win by 2? I'll take them and lay 4. What did they do? They win by 2.
They win.
How do they keep doing it? How do they keep winning and can't cover 4?
They win on one of the weirdest doink. Well, not weirdest, but they win on a doink-in field goal, which is hard to do. That has led to one of the weirdest lines I've seen in a long time in the NFL. Yeah. The 12-1 Chiefs are only 4-point favorites over the 3-10 Cleveland Browns. Mr. X, in my life, I've never seen a 12-1 against a 3-10 that was less than 8 at a minimum. And yet here we are. And I can't say I'd bet the Chiefs with any confidence laying only 4 against the turnover machine that is Jameis Winston.
Oh, my God. It makes no sense. How are they not? It's the Browns. My Achilles heel. It's about, but it's just like last week. I mean, yes, the Chargers are light years better than the Browns, but they were so beat up, it made no sense. Now we're going to Cleveland, and we're laying 4. And this team can't cover versus anyone.
And if you want another terrifying, weird line, this one is another one that blew my mind. The 8-5 Ravens, coming off their late bye, are 16.5-point favorites over the 2-11 New York Giants. It is the largest spread of the year. And while I understand just how bad the Giants are, I've never seen a 5-loss team at 16.5. Normally, you've got to be 12-0, 14-1 to be laying 16.5
in a
on
bad
the
weather
road. Yeah. On the road!
Well, I would say this. Number one is the Ravens, while they've dropped 5 games, like you said, they're still power rated out to be as one of the top 2 teams in the league.
They are.
But secondly, about this time of year, you look for who's quit. And I don't know if anybody's quit yet, But I do think the first team that will quit is the New York Giants.
Oh, I think they've quit. So they got the feel. They got the stench of a team that has definitely shut off the engines at this point.
Yeah. They didn't quit last week. I mean, they went to the gun and blew it versus the Saints. But
really? Really? You think they didn't quit last week in scoring 11 against the Saints when they lost Derek Carr in that game? Yeah, it was close, but the Saints are terrible too.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. They lost Carr late. Hey, they covered, okay? If you quit, you don't cover.
By the way, the Commanders are 7.5 on the road at the Saints. A 5-loss team also. A touchdown and a hook over a 5-win team on the road. These are lines you do not see most years.
No.
It's just one of those years.
Well, who's playing? Who's QBing for the Saints this week? I mean, I'm not positive yet. Is Carr definitely out?
I think it's Spencer Rattler. Who will Rattler? QB for Saints? Good old Google machine. Who's Derek Carr's week to week with a left hand injury.
Yeah.
I could be this guy Haener who came in in relief.
Last time that he got hurt, Haener came in, and then the next week they went to Rattler because they were like, that's not really who are to us. So I don't know what they're going to do this time, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, at least a touchdown on the road in the NFL is tough no matter what, but the Saints are. But I think the Giants are the first team that will in fact quit because they want the 1-1.
So. All right, and then what else?
This week there's great games. I mean, gosh, I looked through the list and there's like 7 or 8 really, really good games, and then we have 2 on Monday night, but they both stink. I thought there was a flex thing going on. I've lost track of that. It's nice to have 2 Mondays this late in the year so you can pick one.
Right.
They're both horrible. But there's a lot of good ones.
Bears Vikings is one of the games that has division implications, but not a great game. And then Falcons Raiders is really, really woof.
Woof. And how about the stat? You know, I'm sure you've seen it, but in last week's Bears game, when at the half they had 5 punts and 4 yards.
That's right.
The first team in history to have more punts than yards in half a football game.
Somebody said if you got up to get 1 drink in the first half, you had more yards than the Bears did. So.
Yeah. You can't punt more than yards. That was horrible.
All right.
They were really bad.
Let's get to the Thursday night game and let's get on record. The Los Angeles Rams are 3-point underdogs up north in Santa Clara against the 6-7 Niners, who showed that they are not going to go out like bitches this year, despite all of their injuries.
Yes. Yeah. They're the only team that's on their 5th running back, and they just lit it up last week.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I mean, it's cliche to say it, but in all honesty, the loser is pretty much out.
Right.
McVay and Shanahan have great matchups since they've hooked up. The world said, wait a minute, didn't the Rams just put up 44 points or whatever it was on Buffalo, a great team? The Rams just did that. A friend of mine says it's a kaleidoscope league. And they're getting 3 points versus a Niners team that has no one healthy. That's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll lay the points on the other side because I don't believe it's too easy. Why are the Niners laying points versus the Rams, who just looked like a deep playoff team last week when they lit up the Bills?
Yeah, I love the Rams last week. I thought the Bills were in for a letdown spot over their big win at home the previous week. Maybe this is another letdown spot for the Rams. I might be tempted to take the Niners in this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a game out of the playoffs, how do you let down now? I mean, they looked last week every bit like a team that's going to sneak in for the 7th seed and beat the Commanders out. So no, I will lay the 3 with San Fran, which, as you would say, goes against everything we saw last week.
Right.
They got nobody healthy, but it's not as easy when the public 80% jumps on the Rams and takes the points. I tend to go the other way.
I'm
pretty sure, I'll look this up right now, that Kyle Shanahan has a pretty good record against McVay.
He does. He crushes them. Until this year. Yep.
Until he this does. Year.
Well, I mean, they lost the first one this year early on. The Rams, I think, off the top of my head, I think the Rams won the first game. But prior to that, no, Shanahan owned McVay. Yes, you're right about that.
Let me look at the schedule here for the early games. They didn't crush them, but they won 27-24. The Rams won 27-24 back in September. So,
right, but I mean, Shanahan crushed McVay. Like, I think he won 6 or 7 of the first 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was owning McVay early on, even when they beat him in that all covered in the title game when the Rams went to the Super Bowl. The Niners always covered versus the Rams until that earlier game this year. You're right.
Shanny was 10-5 against McVay as a head coach prior to the September meeting. So, yeah,
but I think
pretty strong record.
Higher than that. Yeah, it was higher than that against the spread. Yeah.
Oh, okay. A spread record's even better than that. Okay.
Exactly.
I am going to take the Niners for reasons I don't even know, but I can feel them somewhere deep in my loins that there is a pride to this team, the Niners, that will not go out softly. And there's a little bit of letdown on the side of the Rams. And okay, give me Shanahan once again to have an upper edge. I'll take the Niners plus the 3. Last week was a push for us on Detroit minus 3. And you told me, you're like, because I said, well, I see 3.5. And you go, well, I see 3. So if you can get 3 at any shop, that's what you should get. Thank you, Mr. X, for saving me money.
And I also said, if you want the Packers, go get the 3.5. And you would have won if all your Wisconsinites
said
to them.
Right.
So you either pushed or won. Right. And so that brings you on the year to on
six,
our Thursday.
6-1. Now,
6-1. By the way, the reason I said 5-6-1 on the totals is you didn't do a total.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I was too drunk and talking over you, and you never picked the total.
Well, so, I was probably sloppy in that. What's our total on Thursday night?
On the game?
Well,
you're 6-6-1, but you missed.
No, no.
Oh, this
no
week,
what's
I'm
the
sorry.
Total?
49.5.
Okay, I'll take the under.
Oh, wow.
Niners and,
by the way,
and under.
Good for you. And by the way, for the year, I'm now 8-4-1 on the games and 7-5-1 on the total. So that's not shabby. On this game, I will take the Niners also. I think it's a shootout. I think these offenses are just crushing it. And I don't usually go over a big number, but I'll go over. And my prop of the week is I'm taking Juwan Jennings, the San Fran receiver, to go over 16.5 yards, because where the hell is Deebo Samuel? He's just disappeared from the planet.
Did you see what happened to him on Twitter? Twitter has this community notes feature where people that are on the committee of community notes can add information to go, yeah, this is not the case. And so your tweet can get hit with a note by people who have been selected by Twitter to sort of be the hall monitors for, you know, more information about tweets. Not to say whether something is true or not true, just to add more information. Well, Deebo said, I'm not struggling, I'm just not getting the ball. He got community noted for that, and the community note said, Deebo Samuel has dropped the most passes in the league this year. He is, in fact, struggling.
They used to find so many ways to get the ball in his hands. And now, you know, Ayuk's out. McCaffrey's out. It's like everybody in the world said last week, I'll bet Deebo over because, you know, he's got it. And he had 2 catches. And as you know, it's kind of annoying that every wide receiver with any kind of ego always says, well, I didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we wanted to get you the ball.
By the way,
you got to get open.
I said he led the league in drops. That's not true. He leads the team in drops. He is struggling, said the note dryly and with savage efficiency. He is also 3rd on the team in touches with 6 per game. Could be more, but that's not terrible. He's behind two running backs, and he's the first on the Niners among non-running backs. So maybe Debo does need to work on his hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everyone thought he was going to get the ball all over the place now that McCaffrey's down and not getting the ball. So rather than worry about Debo, I'll just bet over on Jets.
All right. Very good. Mr. X, as always, you can find him at callmemrx.com online and at justcallmemrx on Twitter. Good luck surviving the main cold and get back to slightly warmer climes in the D.C. area.
Sounds good. Thanks,
right, buddy.
We'll
see you. There you go.
Bye.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872. And tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.